Buenos dias from Greenway Parks. This is the Rorschach Argentina update from the 4th of December, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Argentina. Let's start with some major changes in the cabinet. Following up on the news we reported last week about the defense ministry, the government confirmed another significant shift in its security team. Patricia Bullrich stepped down as security minister to take her seat in the Senate. To replace her, the administration appointed Alejandra Monteoliva, who has experience in security management in Colombia and Honduras. She will now lead the charge on the government's hardline policies against organized crime. Before leaving, Bullrich made one final move by presenting a reform to the penal code. The bill, which the executive branch will send to Congress for approval, proposes increasing prison sentences for serious crimes and removing the statute of limitations for sexual abuse and aggravated homicide. It also aims to eliminate the revolving door of justice by ensuring that repeat offenders serve their full time without the possibility of early release or parole. Still on legislation updates, Congress is gearing up for a very busy December. President Milei is expected to call for extraordinary sessions starting around the 10th of December to push through two main pieces of legislation, the 2026 budget and a sweeping labor reform. The labor bill aims to modernize work regulations, including changes to the severance pay system and trial periods. However, unions are already pushing back, warning that they won't accept any changes that strip away workers' rights. The administration hopes to get these approved before the year ends to set the stage for the economic plan of 2026. Shifting the economy and your finances, you should brace for impact because the cost of living is climbing again. The government officialized new price hikes for electricity, gas, and transport in the Buenos Aires metropolitan area starting this month to keep up with inflation. And that's not all. Officials also announced a drastic overhaul of the subsidy scheme set to kick in on the 1st of January 2026. The current tiered system will be replaced by a binary one. Households either get the subsidy or they don't. To qualify, a family's monthly income must not exceed three times the basic food basket, which currently stands at around 500,000 pesos, $350, depending on the area. Estimates suggest that about 45% of households will lose their state assistance entirely under the new regime. While domestic costs rise, many Argentines are finding it cheaper to travel abroad. A strengthening peso has made international tourism more affordable than vacationing at home, leading to a massive outflow of dollars. Analysts predict the tourism deficit could hit nearly $9 billion this year, the highest since 2017. This trend worries economists because the country needs those dollars for its reserves. Speaking of dollars and exports, the energy sector provided some much-needed optimism. A consortium led by Pan American Energy signed a historic heads of agreement to export liquefied natural gas, or LNG, to Germany. Starting in 2027, Argentina will ship 2 million tons of LNG per year to the German state-owned company CEFE. This agreement marks a huge step for the Vaca Muerta shale formation in northern Patagonia, proving it can be a major player in the global energy market. In other international trade news, the long-awaited deal between the European Union and Mercosur is approaching a decisive moment. Reports suggest the EU will vote on the agreement in mid-December. France remains the biggest opponent due to pressure from its farmers, but Germany and Spain are pushing hard to get it across the line. If it passes, it would open up European markets for South American agricultural products, though ratification would still take time. Back on the domestic front, the railway system is flashing warning lights. Despite declaring a railway emergency earlier this year to free up funds for repairs, the government has executed only 20% of the allocated budget. Passengers are dealing with slower trains, cancellations, and deteriorating stations. Unions and experts warn that the lack of investment is pushing the system to the brink of collapse, drawing uncomfortable comparisons to the privatization era of the 90s. In contrast to the trains, the state-owned airline is expanding. Aerolíneas Argentinas announced plans to add 18 new planes to its fleet over the next few years. The company says it will fund this $65 million investment with its own profits. This comes as a surprise to some, given that the government has previously expressed a desire to privatize the carrier. Meanwhile, the education sector is facing severe cuts. A new report by the Civil Association for Equality and Justice reveals that the national education budget for 2025 has fallen to its lowest level in real terms since 2006. Teacher training programs and salary compensation funds for poorer provinces took the biggest hits, with some budgets effectively slashed to zero. Experts warn that spending is drifting to below the legally required 6% of GDP, and the draft budget for 2026 even proposes repealing that funding target entirely. Changing gears to international diplomacy, the government has high hopes for one of its top officials. Argentina officially nominated Rafael Grossi, the current head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, for the position of United Nations Secretary General. Grossi is a diplomat with a long career in nuclear nonproliferation and disarmament. If successful, he would take office for the 2027 term. On a concerning note regarding public health, a nonprofit organization warned that HIV infection rates are rising. The group Fundamind reported that diagnoses are happening at later stages and that other sexually transmitted infections, like syphilis, are also surging. The report links this trend to a 44% drop in the state distribution of condoms and testing kits this year. Activists argue that budget cuts are weakening prevention strategies and putting vulnerable populations at risk. Now let's talk about the controversy shaking up Argentine football. It all started when the Argentine Football Association, or AFA, suddenly decided to invent a new title called Champion of the League and award it to the Rosario Central team. This trophy wasn't in the original rules, but AFA decided to grant it because Central had the most points in the annual table. This arbitrary decision sparked outrage among other clubs and fans, but things got heated on the pitch. During a match between Estudiantes de La Plata and Rosario Central, the Estudiantes players refused to participate in the traditional salute to the champions. In response, the AFA disciplinary tribunal came down hard. They banned Juan Sebastián Verón, Estudiantes president and vocal critic of the AFA leadership, from all football-related activities for 6 months. They also sanctioned the players and stripped the team captain of his armband, escalating the political war within the sport. In legal news, a court in the western Mendoza province handed down a landmark ruling on cybercrime. A man received a 3-year prison sentence for grooming a 13-year-old girl through the online gaming platform Roblox. This is the first conviction of its kind in the region involving this specific platform. Prosecutors hope the ruling sets a precedent for cracking down on predators who use gaming apps to target minors. Finally, let's head to the mountains of Patagonia for a test of endurance. The Buenos Aires Herald published a fantastic article by Danielle Ames titled El Cruce. what it's like running Patagonia's 100-kilometer mountain ultramarathon. It's a vivid chronicle of one of the toughest races in the world. Ames describes hallucinating accordion players in the woods due to exhaustion, wading through chest-high freezing rivers, and running across volcanic terrain that looks like the moon. It is a great insight into the breathtaking beauty of the Andes and the sheer madness of ultra-running. Read the full article with the link in our show notes. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. Want to go on a free trip to Lisbon? All you need to do is check out our new very cool t-shirts. Create a personal collection and sell as many t-shirts as you can with a discount code we'll give you. The person who sells the most t-shirts with their discount code by Christmas Day will enjoy beautiful Portugal in April. Check out the link in the show notes. Nos vemos la próxima semana.